May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. A couple of weeks ago, I preached saying that we as Christian people did not need to let others co-opt the Christian message and turn it into a message of exclusion and hate. I think that message still needs to be preached. But I think as well that we might need some pointers along the way. Jesus in this morning's gospel asked the disciples this question, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? I believe deeply that this is the question that Jesus asked each of us. He asked us that as individuals, and he asks us that as communities. Who do you say that I am? I think it's easy to speak words, to maybe quote a little bit of scripture. But I think our response to that question needs to be much more than that. Yesterday, there was a march for Jesus. Absolutely wonderful. But I believe deeply that more important than marching for Jesus, we need to walk with Jesus. We need to walk with Jesus by our side every day and listen to the message that he speaks to our heart as we go about doing the things that we are called to do. And whenever we are faced with a conversation or a person or a situation that would present a perverted message of the gospel, it is incumbent upon us to respond. It is incumbent upon us to say with a strong voice, you're wrong. That's not the message that my God proclaims. That's not the message and purpose of sending Jesus into this world. Jesus came to bring this world together. Jesus came preaching hope and love and acceptance. And it really is up to us, because nobody else is going to do it, to get that message across to the world. Throughout these past several weeks, the words of the prayer of St. Francis have continually played in my mind. When I have seen people stand up and say horrible things and shout at one another on both sides, I think, is this what God intended? Is that what God intended for his creation? I believe not. And I believe we know to what God has called us. I want to share with you that prayer. And I'm going to pause along the way. And I want you to think and ask yourself, how? How can I live this out in my life? And how can we, as a community, begin the transforming dialogue and conversations that will change our community and our world. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, let us sow hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is most certainly in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. That is our calling. To sow love and hope and faith and joy whenever and wherever we can. The work is before us, certainly. Let us get busy and accomplish it. Amen.